Hey guys.
Hey.
I'm Alicia.
And I'm Meredith.
And this is It's About the Pasta, a Vanderpump Rules podcast. We have made it to the end. This is season 3.
Crazy.
Reunion number 2. We finished. For all you haters who thought we wouldn't make it through, you were right for a little bit, but we did it. We're here. We will not give up on you.
This is the downside to really long seasons, is there's such a lull where you're like, no, I can't go on.
The end brought me back up, and now I'm this reunion. I texted you yesterday. I was like, this reunion fucking rough.
The end of the season, I was like, this is still dumb, but this reunion, I'm going to say it, it's not really a spoiler, but is the most productive reunion this show will ever have.
This is the best reunion. But before we get into it, let me give you the 411. You guys should follow us on Instagram. I'm going to start out with Instagram because Lindsay Hubbard from Summer House is my favorite famous Bravo person because she likes 10 out of 10 the picks, or 100% of the picks I tag her.
2 out of 2.
Yeah. The 100% of the picks that I tag her in, she's the best. Hooray. But go check out the Instagram at Vanderpasta. I'm really trying to liven it up. Also join the Facebook group. If you're listening to the podcast, you can find the Facebook group because it's the same name. And there are some spoilers. So do be careful if you're not up to date, just like up to date.
If you want to avoid them, just maybe wait till season 5.
If you like spoilers, then hop in that Facebook group. Who gives a fuck?
Get on it.
Also, you should join our Patreon. Patreon.com/Vanderpasta. Let me tell you what you can get. For $1 a month, $12 a year, not that much, you get access to our super fun pre-show, which is where Meredith and I need advice. People got to go listen to my pre-show and give me
this one was a long one. We walked through Alicia's life. No, in a great way. And then we also talked about Teen Mom because we're obsessed with that show. Oh,
I love MTV. Okay. And you get access to any episodes that we record early. We have made it to the end of March. Meredith and I are each half vaccinated. That's updated. You guys are probably July. By this time. Yeah. Happy July 4th.
The heat of summer. You're like, how am I going to make it through? Remember that one time we had a quarantine for over a year?
Yeah. Let's hope you're going to listen to this and think about me trying to figure out how to move to New York because I'll be doing that. I'll be back at my parent. Oh my God. You guys catch up. Jesus. And then
don't miss anymore. That's the key thing. Don't miss anymore.
Absolutely ridiculous. But then for $2 a month, you get access to everything I just mentioned. Plus you get access to our after show, which is where Meredith and I talk about spoilers. And I do have a few thoughts for our after show today. So that's where you can find out my thoughts about this episode.
Well, we don't do post shows for reunions. Oh, you're right. We have to wait till season 4.
Oh no. Oh, well, that's okay. Maybe I'll just post my thoughts in the Patreon. Who cares?
I like that.
Blah, blah, blah. What else will you get? Oh, we'll say your name on the podcast. That's fun. So thank you to all of our great patrons. It is Mariah and Tracy and Jackie and Dustin. I was just thinking about the other day how like all of season 1 and 2 are the whole bit was Jackie.
Yeah.
That's the end. But now we have
look where we are.
Haters. And then for $5 a month, you get access to everything I just mentioned. Plus, we'll ask your opinions about live season. So I ask opinions about Summer Show. I'm going to ask opinions about Winter House when that comes out, which will probably be around the time you're listening to this. So if you want us to talk about your opinions, that's the place to do it. Also, we'll pick a patron of the episode, but our $5 a month patrons are married and their names are Jackie and Dustin. So we pick them every time because they're our podcast parents and they're the best. Huzzah.
Huzzah.
The rest of you pick it up, except Tracy and Mariah.
You guys are
close to the best. Everyone else is not even close to you.
Only the best will survive.
But let's do it. Let's do it. Let's get into this. Oh, wait. Also, rate, subscribe, review. We haven't gotten one of those in a while. Keep rating and reviewing. Except if you're going to leave a bad review, then thank you so much. People tell me I'm more like David, but I prefer Alexis.
I'll be the Alexis to your David.
I don't want to be David. It's fine. I'll be David. But yeah, go do that. Unless you're going to be mean, then don't do that. That's it.
That's a good point. Uh-huh.
Okay, let's get right into it because I have so much thoughts at the beginning of this reunion.
Yeah, we just literally drop right in again. Like there was no
hello,
entry
hi.
To the second.
Welcome to Sir. So, Stassi, let's talk about things going bad with Katie. This is where Stassi says it was more like the Miami thing. Because
it was more than Miami.
Oh, it was more than Miami. You're right. I didn't see the E or the A. I thought it was an E. I'm blind. Fun fact. But Stassi thinks Katie should have reached out more. And that's when Katie's like,
bitch, I tried.
You didn't reach out to me and I called your ass.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Stassi Katie says they like both cut each other out. And Katie's like, no, 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 no. I did not cut you out.
And then Stassi was like, says that she reached out after an episode. And Katie was like, I appreciate that. But also, you still cut me out. By this time, I was like, okay.
It's been months. Yeah. Like, thanks for checking in. But it's been months.
Stassi's like, it's both of us. And everyone erupts of like, no, 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 no.
Excuse me. Yeah.
And then Sheena's like, what was Katie supposed to do? Like, she picked up the phone, called you back, and you never answered. And everyone was like, ooh, gotcha. Katie's doing great. Stassi's like, this issue is not very black and white. To which, again, everyone erupts and is like, oh. And even Andy's like, you're very black and white.
You're just so the most black and white person.
Let's self-reflect Andy's a little bit.
Yeah.
Andy, this episode, murdered me. I just have so many capitalized Andy.
He does so well with being like, well, I mean, like, you're pretty black and white. Yeah. Just like calling people out, but in a such a subtle, friendly way.
I just love also the eruption of everyone. Like, now Stassi's like, I feel like I should just say I'm wrong. So then everyone
can everybody's like, you are wrong.
And then this is where Stassi, which she later contradicts, she goes, none of you guys know me. And everyone's like, yeah, what are you talking about? To which later I did put that she's like, you guys know me.
Yeah.
Yeah. She goes, you guys know me, like the type of person I am. And I'm like, girl, you a mess in this reunion. Ooh.
Yeah, this is just ridiculous because Stassi says, you know, I would have gotten over Miami, but, and Katie's like, but what? But like, I tried to reach out to you. I tried to apologize.
You didn't
respond. You literally wouldn't talk to me. And the Stassi then is issue. Like, well, actually it started before Miami, which this is the, I love reunions because people have to answer for what happened that season, but like, we still don't really get many answers of why Stassi is truly mad because she says it wasn't really Miami.
I all of this to me could have been solved if Stassi had answered her phone. That's like, essence. Yes. Stassi's like, Katie didn't reach out. Katie should have like come back to me. Months later, I reached out to Katie and she like didn't have the, and Katie's like, but I did. So if Stassi had just answered her phone, I feel like all of this could have been solved, but Stassi doesn't want to admit to that.
No.
Because then she pulls a fucking Jax and she goes, I'm sorry that I hurt you, Katie. And Katie's like, great. Like, not all's forgiven. Like, I'll take it and like appreciate it. But like,
Katie also says, like, you're sorry that you hurt me, or you're sorry because you messed up. Like, you're sorry that my feelings are hurt, or are you sorry that you actually did something wrong? Because those are two totally different apologies.
And Katie does question it, to which this is where Stassi pulls a Jack. She goes, I'm apologizing. I'm doing like what you want me to do. And I was like, Oh, that's not what we want. This is why you and Jax worked out really well.
They are terrible to know, like, they did something wrong and they need to apologize to mend the friendship, and it won't go back to normal until they do their part.
Yeah. So then Stassi brings up that the real issue is that Katie was talking shit on her boyfriend, Patrick.
Yeah, she says it snowballed. And Katie's like, what do you mean snowballed?
Yeah, and Katie says, like, she's sorry that she talked shit and that she hurt Stassi about that. But at this point, she doesn't care. So if Stassi wants to cut Katie off and not hear her opinions, that's fine because her opinions are probably right. And Katie lost her mind, too. And I was like, everyone.
I know, she just like, goes off. Like, she killed it because she wasn't like yelling. No. Katie was just saying the things that she was thinking and feeling without like letting Stassi just roll over her.
Stassi's face was in shock. Lisa, mic drop face. Tom Sandoval was cheering in the background. He's a little, you know, he hates Stassi 90% of the time. He got a little into it.
It was great.
Then Schwartz steps in and he's like, hey, Stassi, just let you know, like, Katie was devastated that you ended this friendship, which I think is important to realize, like, Stassi wasn't devastated. So she was obviously the one in the driver's seat ending this friendship.
She was pissed off, but because she didn't have her minion.
Yeah. And this is when Stassi's like, I don't care because Katie's talking about Patrick. So it doesn't matter. And it's like,
come on, have some feelings. We talk about this topic later though, and we get a little bit more out of it.
But, yeah.
So can put a pin in it.
Then Andy asks Stassi if Stassi thinks the cast has been as tough on her as she's been on them. And Stassi says in the aftermath, yes, but the cast is upset because she makes jokes, which I get this because I have a tendency to make like kind of harsh jokes, but I think Sandoval does a good job of saying like they make jokes and like trash each other, but that's because they're friends. Like they kind of can. Whereas when Stassi does it, it doesn't come from a place of like, I'm going to poke fun at you. It comes in a place of like, she wants to hurt them.
Yeah.
Yes. And this is when she's like, you guys know me. I'm not trying to be mean. And this is when Tam Sandoval's like, we do know you. That's why we know what you're doing.
Yes. Like you're trying to be mean and you're saying these to get a dig at us, not because you're like, we talked about this in our pre-show. Are you like venting and saying something in the moment or are you constantly bashing me? And a lot of those people say it to each other's face or like right after something happens.
Yeah.
It's not in their like interviews and their confessionals and they're not constantly putting each other down.
No. And I mean, they roast each other, but it's like, Jax can't keep his dick in his pants.
Yeah. Well, it's like, it's more in the moment.
And it's not stuff they wouldn't say to his face.
Yeah. Or is like super hurtful.
Yeah, no, it's very aware. Like, I think Sandoval is just being a dick. Like, it's okay, fine. But like, I don't know. But Stassi does apologize for offending them. She can own up to that. And then Katie's like, your man, I talked about Patrick, but you called Schwartz half weasel, half vagina.
Which I think
that was funny. I think that one's funny,
but also that's happened this season, like you're going to take offense to that because they're in a fight.
Yeah. I personally would probably, if one of my friends' boyfriends cheated on them, I would call him half weasel, half vagina.
Oh, I agree. I think if 100%. Katie and Stassi were friends at the end of this season and then it all aired, it would change everything.
Yeah, 100%. Okay, and then we're going to get into Sheena and Stassi. Can you get her a Pinot Grigio?
I don't know what I've done to you, but I'll take a Pinot Grigio.
I love it. That was good. That was some good sass you had.
Thanks.
But yeah, Stassi, you know, they're not going to be friends basically. Stassi and Sheena just, I think they're okay with not being friends.
Yeah.
And like, it's mutual. And then we talk about, I forgot that it was this season that Stassi lost the bet and had to go sit at their table at that OK Magazine party.
That would happen really early in the season. That was
so long ago. And that's when Stassi makes a joke and she's like, I felt like a half weasel, half vagina. And I was like, yeah, good. See, that's how you play it off. Cause it wasn't,
yeah,
like, that wasn't that mean, but you know,
no.
So now let's talk about the tattoo that is revealed to us on Jax's
arm. I love Jax always does this so well, making people interested in something by being like, no, we don't need to see it. And then it's like, it only increases the interest of like, what does the tattoo look like?
He wants people to beg him to see something. Yeah. And Schwartz is like, hey, I'm going to totally like change the subject. Let's see that tattoo, Jax, that you got of Stassi's face. And everyone's like, what?
Stassi doesn't really know or like does. I think she's heard about it, but it's not like she really knows about it. So she's weirded out.
Jax calls it a hybrid of Carmen and Stassi.
Which I'm like, this isn't better.
To which, while he's undressing to or taking off his shirt to show us the tattoo, Andy goes, why do you keep getting girls on your, like, tattooed on you?
I don't want Stop. You. That are, you're not dating.
Stop.
And Jax, you broke up with Carmen this season and now you have half of her face on your arm.
So funny.
This is basically the Stassi name tattoo all over again.
Also, this is where Jax is like, stop caring about, why does everyone care what I do? And I was like, oh my God.
Why I know. And at some point, somebody was like, we do care. Show us the goddamn tattoo. Who cares if we care? Like,
so he does. It looks exactly like Stassi. And I agree that Jax is a serial killer.
I think he's saying it looks like Carmen just to make it not as weird about Stassi. No,
it looks exactly like Stassi, and half of it is like a skeleton version. Yeah. and the other half is like Stassi
started to say, like, I just don't understand. Like, did you bring a, and I think she was going to say, did you bring like a photograph of me? Do you think that happened? Like, do you think he went in and was like, honestly, I want this girl's face on my arm?
Honestly, I bet he did it without like thinking about it. Like, you know how he just, he seems to just go to the tattoo parlor, like on random days and be like, hi, I'm looking for a tattoo. And everyone's like, what do you want? And he was probably going through his pictures and being like, this work?
Yeah.
Can you do this face? Like, to me, it doesn't even seem like he was like, I'm going to get Stassi's face tattooed. It was just kind of like,
yeah, he didn't like go in. He didn't plan this out for months. I'm like, I want Stassi's face on my arm. But when he got there, he showed a photo of her.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure that looked.
There's no way by accident it looks like Stassi.
No. That,
unless the tattoo artist hates you.
That did not look anything like Cartman. And then what? He brought two pictures and was like, can you mix them together like they had a child? What?
So what? Weird.
Or I don't know. He probably did actually. Now that you say that, probably. Ooh. Okay.
I think yes.
Ooh, I hate it. So let's get into Stassi and Lisa. Lisa, this season, we saw her make an effort to professionally and kind of socially help and guide Stassi, and Andy says that Stassi didn't seem to appreciate it. Whereas I think Stassi felt really backstabbed by Lisa because she confided in Lisa about her hatred towards all these people. And Lisa was like, you should still try and reach out to Katie. Remember that whole thing?
Yeah. I think Stassi overall has a hard time with constructive criticism. She just wants a yes man, even if it's somebody she respects, like Lisa. Mm-hmm.
I think it's also hard because like, you're venting to someone who not only employs all these people, but is kind of friends with all these people and like is making money off these people. So you can't vent to her and be like, all these people suck, because like to Lisa, they don't.
They don't. Yeah.
It's like, you know who to vent to about different people. Yes. And like, Lisa's not the girl to vent to.
Especially if you want to get a certain answer. Like if I want someone to hype me up, or if I want somebody to be like, they fucking suck, I know who to go to.
Yeah. Yeah. You gotta play it right. And Lisa says she understood why Stassi doesn't want a relationship with Kristen and Jax. Like that's very obvious, but Katie was the big one.
Yeah.
And then Stassi does point out that she feels like Lisa didn't have her back at the finale when Lisa was telling her to stay and like say hey to Jax, which like, yes, I don't think Stassi should have to talk to Jax if she doesn't want to. And if she wants to leave, she can, but like, Stassi should have, I said, strutted out there like a bad bitch. She can't just sit around and be like, I'm scared.
Yeah.
I know that's a big like opinion, but.
Here's the thing is, I think that Lisa has every right to tell her like, no, you should stay. Like, that's what your friends should do. They should like try and guide you into something that's maybe true, you don't always want to do. But when Lisa was calling her like a baby, I didn't like that.
Yeah.
Like clearly like Stassi was uncomfortable and wanted to leave. So then I felt like Lisa was kind of making fun of her, which isn't cool, but that doesn't mean like Stassi can expect Lisa to never say anything.
Mm-hmm.
Like Lisa has her own opinion. She's going to share her opinions with you. And if you can choose what you do with them.
Yeah, exactly. This is where Jax is like, I don't understand, if Stassi's in a happy place, why we can't be near each other, which I get it. I don't want to be near Jax either.
I get that. I get like Jax being like, why can't you just see me? Like, it shouldn't be that big of a deal.
Yeah, I don't think it should have been that big a deal. But if Stassi doesn't want to have a conversation with Jax, I totally get that. Goodbye. Yeah. But I also, I kind of like situations where I have the upper hand. And I feel like Stassi had it and she kind of lost it. Like, same. If my ex who cheated on me is at a party and I'm looking fine and I got a new boyfriend.
And I get to strut by and not say anything and ignore them and act like they don't exist. That's the dream. Yeah,
that's the dream. Stassi played it wrong. She's living the life I want and doing nothing with it.
I literally love ignoring people who probably think I should say hi to them.
Oh, I love it. It's my favorite thing.
You rarely get in that situation. So it's such a high.
I know. We're such like secret bitches. Because we don't get put into situations a lot where we need to be bitches. No. But when we are, we're like, this is our moment. This is it. Bow, bow, bow.
Yeah.
But okay, so Ariana steps up now and she says that Stassi's been calling Lisa an old woman in interviews, and Stassi on Sirius Radio called herself the star of the show, to which the whole cast again erupts. And this is where Stassi's like, it was sarcasm, which
I'm like, no, it was. But no, there was so much truth behind it.
It was one of those comments that you say and you're like, I could play this off as it's not 100%. Like, I didn't mean it, but I do, you know, where you're like,
yeah. Every joke is rooted in a little bit of truth at least, but yeah. This one was rooted in a lot of truth in Stassi's mind. This was rooted in truth.
You think you're better than us? Just fucking admit it. And I was like, ooh. And she didn't say anything. And I was like,
no, ooh. I mean, this is where sometimes I'm like, Sheena, just shut up. Like you should, like, you're making yourself look less than in a way, like, because you're like, you think you're better than me. I would be like, you think you're better than me, and probably. You're not. Like, I know you're not. Go live off in your own little la-la land.
Yeah, I'd probably do the same. I'd be like, whatever, Stassi. If that's what gets you the star power you need, then you keep doing
but
that.
Also, Stassi just, and I don't think this is that bad of a thing, but Stassi thinks she's a really important person in her own mind. It gives her a lot of confidence, and that can be a good thing. It also, every good thing is also a bad thing at the same time, but... Like, I don't think it's bad for her to think she's the star of the show and, like, such a great person in it. It's, like, weird when you say it out loud. Like, it's okay to think this.
Yeah. Like, to me and my mom, I would be like, I'm the star. But then I wouldn't go to a
and she
public
was,
radio.
Season one and two. Like, she was one of the most important people in this mm-hmm. series. But now mm-hmm. she isn't.
No. Nope. Season three got her. And now Tom Sandoval's the star. Like,
that's
he true. Thinks.
It basically revolves around
him. He fucking
him.
Thinks. He thinks he's the star for sure. He's just not going to say it.
Yes.
He's one of those people. Okay, let's talk about Jax trying to break up Katie and Schwartz for a whole fucking season, which was just the worst. And this is where Jax is so selfless because he saw his friend Tom Schwartz unhappy in a relationship and just felt the need to help him break up with his girlfriend. To then which Tom Sandoval was like, dude, he was just venting. Like, it wasn't a thing.
Like, don't take it so literally.
Can you imagine going to your friend and being like, Tom Schwartz is fucking bugging the shit out of me. And you're like, your friend being like, I must break them up.
Yes. I can't, like, it's like, what do you think you two masterminded this whole plan so he didn't actually have to break up with Katie and she'd break up with him? Who does that? Just up with the girl.
Jax is just laying in bed going, you know what? Tom said that Katie was really frustrating him today. And that must mean that he's unhappy. So I probably should really take it upon myself and break them up. Yep. That's
Tom
right.
frustration.
That's it.
Plus kissing other girl.
He didn't even say he was mad or like he didn't like her. He just said like it was kind of frustrating that they watched what she wanted to watch on TV. So now I have
and
to break
like she
up.
Didn't do the dishwasher last night. They need to break up.
They should probably just never hang out again. Okay. So then Katie's like you kind of said, he pushed their like Tom Schwartz and this other girl's face together. And even Tom Sandoval is like, yeah, you did that.
Yeah.
And then Schwartz is like, I'm a big boy and I make my own mistakes, but Jax sucks. And I was like,
Jax has a problem, I think, with assuming things. He assumes things and takes them as fact. So like he assumed that Schwartz was so unhappy in his relationship that he wanted to be out of it.
The easiest way to do that is to cheat. Because for Jax, whenever he gets out of relationships, he's probably hooking up with someone
else. It's always related to cheating. Yeah.
100%.
But he has a hard time realizing he's done something wrong because in his mind, that's like the fact. That's fact to him that like Tom's unhappy and wants to break up.
He was helping his friend.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's delusional. But then Katie's like, listen, there was more to it than like you helping your friend. Like you hated me. And Jax finally agrees to that. Yeah.
And then this is where James did not have a lot of lines, but when he did, he came in hot. He says that 33-year-old men don't just cheat by kissing. Like more happened. And that's when everyone's like, you don't know Schwartz. He would never. And in my head, I was like, he probably would drunk. Like, come on. You're going to tell me.
But that's not his MO. He's not like actively being like, I'm going to go. He's not like Jax.
Yeah. No. Yes. But do
more
I think
more could happen, but that's
more
not
could happen.
It doesn't
like,
have to happen. Like with Jax, it'll like, always all happen.
Yeah. Like he's going to cheat. It's like 50-50. Yeah. It could go either way. So this is where we find out that if James is cheating, he's hardcore cheating on you. He's not just going
to
do a little
I'm like, you're sitting next to your girlfriend right now being like, if I'm going to cheat, I'm going all the way.
We're fucking. And Kristen's like,
Yeah, that's what
Kristen
we do.
Kristen's the same way though.
Well, Chris is so dumb way. That she, I don't think she's realizing like what he's actually saying. It's like a dig at Schwartz. She's like, yeah, he didn't just kiss her. Like Schwartz had to have like fucked her.
Fuck you, Schwartz, for not having sex with her.
We don't do anything half-assed. We don't even cheat half-assed.
110% or nothing.
We go like, all the way.
That's my boyfriend.
Bang him in a bathroom. That's what we're doing tonight.
Could die. And then, so did Katie motorboat a dick? Did she motorboat it? No. No. And she, to which Sheena's like, I never said that she cheated on Schwartz. And I was like, oh my God. And then we finally figure out how it happened. The guy was standing on a table.
It was exactly what we talked about.
Yeah. She was like messing with her shoes a little bit.
He's like standing at a certain level. Her face was right at dick level.
And she was twirling around.
Back and forth.
Bow, bow, bow.
That's with her shoes.
So Katie did not motorboat a dick. She would prefer to motorboat boobs. I agree. And then this is where we get Andy and Lisa kind of talking. And she's like, have you ever motorboated a dick or boobs? And he's like, don't worry about it. And she was like, no, wait. Because I think Katie said, I would rather motorboat boobs. And Andy was like, yeah, definitely. To which Lisa was like, that makes have sense. You?
Yeah.
Have you motorboated
boobs? I would love to know if Andy's motorboated some boobs. I feel like it'd be some housewife boobs.
I'm sure Andy's motorboated a dick, but I'm sure it's fake boobs that he's like, can I just see what it feels like? What's happening in there?
At every reunion, every housewife, a new housewife has to let Andy motorboat.
New show, Andy visits each of the housewives and motorboats their boobs and then rates them and their
husband
the
and then their husband's dick.
Yeah, and then sees which one's better. And then at the end, we do a whole comprehensive, like, which boob and dick was better. And then they go head to head. I would watch. Okay, so let's talk about Schwartz cheating, though, because he did, and he admitted it twice. So Andy's like, how come you cop to the LA kiss and not the Vegas kiss? And Schwartz is like, because she couldn't handle it. Like, I would feel bad. And I was like, dude.
But I felt this, though. Because he said he was pretty much thinking, like, she couldn't handle all of that truth. She would break up with him. Which is true. Not saying that that's the right thing to do. But he has, let's be honest, that is kind of true. If you were like, I cheated on you twice, you're like, fuck you, I'm done. Yeah. But if it slowly comes out.
But also, a lot of their issues were that he lied. Because she asked him point blank. I think if she didn't ask him point blank.
Okay, yes.
But she asked him point blank.
That's true.
He was like, what about Vegas? And he was like, no. And then later he was like, well, I lied.
If he just like didn't really address it and kind of denied it.
Yeah.
That makes sense. But yeah, I forgot she did ask him behind Sir.
And then, so Andy asked Stassi what she thinks happened. And Stassi says she doesn't really know because with this group, most of the time, if there's smoke, there's fire.
But she does say there's a lot of smoke these days because they are more popular. There are probably more rumors. So it is really hard to tell these days. She goes, I've heard rumors about everyone. And Sheena's face was like, like, I think offended. Okay. And you're famous. Yeah. Let's be honest. Everyone's going to start rumors about you.
Maybe I'm just a casual, I don't know, pedestrian. That means nothing. But I wouldn't even know how to get a rumor started like this. Like Zac Efron. Well, I guess I would need to go with the D-list Bravo celebrity. Sam Sandoval and I hooked up. I wouldn't even know how to do it.
If you were living in LA and you like saw someone, you start a rumor that you hooked up with that guy. Like, think about the drama you could cause. Like kind of elevate your status because you hooked up with someone famous.
I don't even know how
people tell lies all the time.
I think I would just break. I know I would break, so I would look more foolish than anything. Oh well, it doesn't matter. Good for everyone making bank off of it. It brings me more drama that I read online. So keep doing it. Okay, so this is where Lisa really goes into how proud she is of Katie because Katie's so grown up and she's sticking up for herself. And Katie really likes someone, having someone in her corner because she felt really alone this season, which I totally get. And then we get this scene where Katie and Lisa almost make me cry because they're talking about the ring on a string, but it's better. And then Sandoval gives Katie most improved person, to which Stassi's pissed. We get a close-up on her face and she is pissed
because Stassi takes this like as an attack against her. Like, they're giving Katie a compliment. to attack Stassi. It's not about Stassi, though.
No, it's about how much Katie's grown. And that's why Schwartz has fallen even more in love with her.
Which I'm like,
all right. Hard eyes.
Whatever.
Okay, Kristen and Tom, let's talk about this for not very long. Stassi thought that Kristen was being really extreme, but she's trying not to be too mean because her and Kristen are kind of friends. So they're like playing it easy. And she says
Kristen just gets on a one-track mind, which I actually agree with. Kristen can only, when she's on a topic, she is focused on it always.
She's not a liar. That was the whole topic.
It wasn't even, honestly, at some point it switched from Tom cheating because it started out like that to
I'm not a liar. To which then everyone's like, no one cares if at this point, who cares, gives a fuck?
And Sheena says, no one, Kristen, no one called you a liar, but Kristen is right. Tom did call a liar indirectly because he was denying it. But again, even if he did it, he's going to call you a liar. Like that one's obvious, but if anybody else was calling you a liar, I get why you'd be upset, but you should have expected he would always call you a liar.
Even if it's true, he's going to play off like it's not true and call you a liar. Yeah, I don't know, whatever. But then we talk about the nice moment they had in Miami. And then right after, because Kristen's need now destroy that whole relationship with Tom and Ariana, she immediately brought Miami Girl, even though she didn't bring her. Miami Girl was already coming.
Yeah. So basically we find out that how it all started was the rumor had been out there, which we did already know. Kristen did not come up with this rumor at all.
Yeah.
The rumor was already out there. Miami Girl started following Kristen. So Kristen followed her back. And then Kristen did reach out to Miami Girl first to open that door, which everyone's like, what? We knew it. Like,
you did it.
But the actual, her coming to LA.
To me, that was like the least surprising thing that Kristen reached out to this girl. I was like, probably.
I know.
Like,
but
to
like,
me, it was like.
They always go vague with stuff. So they never actually say like, okay, yeah, I did start this.
Yeah.
Because Kristen brought it into their group. She like opened the door to their home and like swept Miami Girl right in.
So then
coming to Miami or coming to LA, Miami Girl was coming anyway. She was visiting her dad and reached out to Kristen telling her she was coming, which I believe that. And Kristen did not pay for her flight, which I never believed
she would. Thank God. Kristen got fired. She doesn't have money to pay for someone's
flight. Kristen is not paying for some girl's flight. If it's going to come to her, she's going to like make sure like you're staying. And
she brought her to Sir. She was like, hey, man, this is Tom's schedule. You should show up. Hell yeah. Yes.
Yeah. But she probably I think Kristen did say she coordinated it. She did not fly her out, though.
No, she was already here. Haha, success. So how does James feel about this, right? James is like the rest of us. At this point, he does not care if Tom had sex with that girl, even though he believes that he does not give a fuck if it's true or not. But James does think that Kristen was obsessed with it, but now Kristen has moved on and James does understand where Kristen was coming from, which I think is a load of BS. He's just, they're dating. So he's got to say whatever he's got to say.
Yeah.
And he's not going to break up with Kristen just because she got a little crazy.
I get that. Him saying, like, I understand I'm not going to break up with her over it, but I still don't like it.
Yeah.
I get that because, it's fine. Listen, think about the dynamic. Kristen is, what, 32 and he's 24?
Yeah, he's just...
Somewhere around there. Like,
he's chilling.
This isn't a big enough thing for him to break up with her over, but that doesn't mean he's thrilled about it.
All girls he dates is going to be crazy anyway, okay? You're supposed to get less crazy as you grow up, but...
It's true.
James likes crazy.
But my favorite part of this is James, like, he says he doesn't care, but then in the next breath, he's like, but I 100% believe Tom slept with that chick. I have all the facts.
Yeah, which like, is just
facts. What facts do you possibly have?
Let's get into the facts, right? So let's talk about Miami Girl. And Tom's like, it's really funny if you add all these things up, right? That whole period thing, and he made her prove it. That doesn't sound like him. To us, to him, to everyone, who the hell would do that? A, B, C, D, E.
Okay, I think a lot of people would do this, but not people like Tom.
You think someone would be like, prove to me you're on your period and then force you to take out your tampon?
I can see somebody doing this, but somebody in this group even, I could see doing this, but not Tom Sandoval.
But that's it. Okay. Sassy's trying so hard not to laugh also.
Oh, and Lisa is weird, cringing and freaking out over this conversation.
Like, can we not talk about it? And he's like, no. And even Andy is like, no, let him finish.
We do need to get to these facts.
Shut the fuck up, Lisa. We have to hear the facts. And then Tom did look guilty because when Miami girl walked in, he like ran right out.
Wait, hold on. Tom also said some of the facts. Oh. So it was he made, or she was on her period. He made her prove it. And apparently he went down on her when she was on her period.
Oh, yeah. And let's just get to her describing his dick really quick. And this is where Ariana's like, doesn't a penis look like a penis? And I was like, yes, yes. Any like 12-year-old boy could draw a penis. And I'd be like, looks like all my exes.
Yes, the only thing I feel like you could ever say is if it's really big or really small.
Or hairy, maybe. But other than that, I don't know. How are you going to listen?
There's like very minor things.
If the only thing left to identify someone is their penis, we're never going to identify that person. It's just a penis. So funny. It proves nothing. But yeah, so Tom did look guilty when Miami girl walked into Sir. He basically said, like, it would have turned into a screaming match if I had stayed. Yeah. So I decided to remove myself, which Ariana totally supports. Yeah. And Ariana, she has no doubt that Tom didn't cheat on her, which honestly is the only thing that fucking matters at this point. I do not even care.
I agree. She said the only people whose stories haven't changed and still make sense are me and Tom's, which in my perspective, from the way the show has laid it out, because Schwartz hasn't really given a story, that's true.
Yeah. Also, really quick, what was Tom? I think Tom Sandoval was drunk. What was he talking about with him and James talking about how to stimulate the clit?
Oh, when they were friends, they would like talk about sex, I guess.
So, but it was so funny because it kind of came out of nowhere. And then someone made the joke of like, well, I guess that's why Kristen likes James so much, because he just got his information from Tom. And
I think Tom cracking. Was saying like,
I missed where the clit thing came in. Like, I just missed the whole entrance and I did not care enough because it was messy. Everyone was talking. And
I know. I think Tom was trying to make a point about like, you can't really describe his genitalia. Like, they've talked about sex a lot.
That's right.
That, like,
oh my God. Great.
This is all just that. Vague conversations. And it's, I'm sure maybe they've talked about their dicks before, but it's like, it doesn't really match up. Oh, I think it also maybe went back to like how Kristen would have said, no matter what Miami girl said, Kristen would have said, yeah, that's him.
Oh, yeah, that's him. Listen, I don't have a penis, but if you put my vagina next to someone else's vagina, I probably couldn't tell the difference. I'd be like, looks like a vagina. Honestly,
there's very few things that you could like differentiate between people. Yeah, and none of those things were talked about.
A birthmark or like a mole or a deformity.
You really can't. I'm sorry. Size wise, like nobody's pulling out a ruler.
Katie goes, because when Ariana goes, doesn't a penis look like a penis? Katie's like, unless it takes a hard like turn to the left. And I was like, what?
But honestly, unless you have something so crazy, you're not measuring, especially in this moment. Miami girl is not measuring this dick.
She's like, you know what? You made me take out my tampon. I'm taking out my ruler. Yeah. We're going to fucking measure. They go toe for toe.
And Tom still had sex with her.
Yeah. No, it's so stupid, but whatever. Let's get into Kristen and Sheena screaming. Listen to me!
Sheena didn't know she could hit that high note.
She makes a fun joke. And then Diana, suck a dick. Bye.
Move your ass. Suck a dick. Bye.
She's waving the
sink. My favorite is the move your ass, because she says it like on a beat.
She's flicking her cig around, clapping. She crazy. And Kristen does admit it was bad. She stood by it in the meeting, but she totally understands why she was fired. It was 100%.
And Lisa's like, what did you expect? I don't know why you defended yourself. Like, and Lisa said they were on the fence because she had been there for so long and she has only really screwed up for the last year. I think if Kristen would have come in with like tail between her legs,
so sorry.
I shouldn't have done that. You know, I was just so angry with Tom. You know, I'm not going to bring my personal things here anymore. She would have had a job, in my opinion.
Probably. But Lisa's describing it. She's like, you can't just come into work and tell your boss to suck a dick. And you just get a big shot of Schwartz and then Jix just cracking up, just like holding it together. So funny. But yeah, okay. Kristen agrees she should have gotten fired. She honestly should have probably quit. Everyone celebrated when Kristen left. She appreciates the cook. That was
and
funny.
Doesn't give a shit what these people think.
I don't give a fuck. Okay, let's talk about the most important day of 2014. Do you know what it is? Do you know what it is?
Sheena's wedding.
Sheena's wedding.
I love Andy.
Sheena, this is what I mean. When you're in the moment, Sheena, everything needs to go perfect. But at the end of the day, Sheena realizes it did not have to be that choreographed. Like, it's yes. okay.
She wished she could have reached to the TV and told herself, like, it'll be all fine.
But was it hard for Katie to be at a wedding right after Tom admitted to cheating on her?
Andy said it was just a few days, which, like, it's not like they timestamp everything. So, like, I didn't realize how close together all either. That was.
And Katie says it was a little hard, especially considering she got a ring on a string. This was the best part of the whole
this
season.
This makes the ring on the string that much worse what? Because of you, how quickly the turnaround was.
You were sitting here going, like, the end of the season sucked. But once we got this ring on the string, I was
That all wasn't the end of the season, episode. Though.
Yeah, it was like the second to last episode.
No, it was not.
It was close to the ring on Sheena's wedding. It was like the end of the season.
I think there were like three episodes after that.
I was in it to win it after Ring on a String. I was so invested. It's the best part because of the plot twist, right? I need to describe it again. Tom Sandoval goes all in, like, I'm going to give her a ring on a string from a little black box, and she's going to fucking love it. And love it's going to be at a wedding, which is just so romantic. And then you get, Katie sees the little box and she's like, oh my God, is this a proposal? We're at a wedding, which I don't love, but it's fine because I'm about to be proposed to.
Ring. Yeah.
And then he pulls out the ring, but it's on a string.
Attached to a string.
And she starts crying, to which Tom Schwartz's face said, I did not calculate for this. I thought
he says, like, on the reunion, like, he was like, I was just so naive. I really didn't expect that. But, like, now I get it.
He at one point said, as soon as she's like, I gave her the ring on the string, I remembered she told me not to get her a ring on a string. So Tom Sandoval's like, oh shit, she's crying. Oh no, I wasn't supposed to.
He's like, where's that time travel machine?
She exactly said, do not do this thing that I just did.
Yeah. Katie said she wanted a ring with strings attached, just not attached to the ring.
I love that even Jax at this point is like, dude, why a little black box? You know what? Yeah. Every girl is programmed.
It's crazy how much Jax does know and doesn't know. Like, they're... He's just flopped with shorts on, like, things you shouldn't do.
I know. We are very conditioned, though. Like, a random dude right now could walk into my apartment and get down on one knee with a black box, and immediately I would think, like, he's proposing. Like, it wouldn't even be like, there's a stranger in my house, he's gonna kill me.
I'd think it's a new reality TV show instead of, like, married at first sight. It's like proposed at first sight.
I'm being proposed to. There is no other option, but I'm being proposed to.
Any guy I have even, like, kissed did that, I would be like, oh no.
I'd be like, first date, I'd be like, oh my God, he's proposing. Like, there's no other track. What's a little black box? No. What? Oh my God, he's giving me, like, an extra SIM card for my phone. No, there's nothing else that
you
can
even really do earrings out of a box because it's the same type. It's the same experience, like, getting handed a box.
Oh my God, it was so funny. It's so funny. This is the best part of the whole season. Schwartz stands by the ring on the string, but he has learned not to make out with other girls, so I think they're good. They're in a good
place. Katie's like, how about we just show me you love me by not making out with girls.
Let's talk about Sheena's wedding dress. Woohoo! It was a two-piece crop top wedding dress. And look, I think Sheena knows that not a lot of people are gonna like this, but I appreciate Sheena walking up and going, like, I wanted this, I loved it, it really doesn't matter.
It's very me. It's what I'm
copying it, so someone else likes
it. That's the thing, is like, I don't think people know how to critique other people's styles in a positive way of, like, okay, that's not me. I'm not into crop tops. Yeah. So, like, that's not me. I will never wear that. But that doesn't mean you need to, like, be like, that's horrible. Very Sheena loved it for her. I always tell people, it's not my style, but I really love it for you.
I always say that. I was like, I could never pull that off. But you do you.
Not interested in certain styles and patterns, and that's cool, but it looks fab on you.
It looks great. And Andy asked Stassi if the dress was just, you know, why'd you make fun of it? And Stassi said, it's just an easy target, man.
Which I agree. Come on, if you're the only one out at the wedding, of course you're going to bitch about it. And, like, you're on camera, so it is different, but, like, that's part of the show.
Yeah.
You're catching conversations that would happen anyways and normally would just be between two friends.
I will say the only thing she did say that I'm pretty sure you said in the episode was the hooker makeup.
The makeup. Yeah.
You were like, they're supposed to wear a lot of makeup. I don't know that because I have yet to hang out with a bride. on their wedding day, but
even like the bridesmaids, like you get you're caked on.
You're supposed to. Okay, yeah. But yeah, so this is where Stassi's like, we all hate each other. And Sandoval's like, well, we like each other. You aren't supposed to like us. Goodbye.
Sorry.
So this is where, so Sandoval's kind of shitting on Stassi, and Stassi kind of loses it. And she's like, should I bring up why I actually hate Sheena? And everyone knows except Andy. And Andy's like, yeah, could you bring it up? Like,
I'm Andy's sorry, like, can you? Yes. Well, I think Andy knows, but let's be honest, this has not been said on camera.
No. So Andy knows. He's like, this isn't in our editing.
He's like, so why do we hate Sheena? Tell me
and
more.
And Stassi's face immediately, I think she had a moment of just like, she forgot she was at a reunion.
Well, because and her she face was still talking like, in code. Like, do I really have to bring up why I hate Sheena? Like, she wasn't expecting, like, that was a rhetorical question.
Because then she's asked then about it. And now she's like, fuck, what do I do? And then basically what happened was...
She's still talking very vague. So are you good with us talking like what
I think
is
we should just
on?
Say it. I think we should say it because it's never revealed in the show. We all had to look this up. So basically, Sheena knew Stassi's ex-boyfriend, which was Frank from season one, was showing a video of Stassi. It was... They didn't say what the video was, but like... Again, spoiler, but not so much spoiler because it's never referred to on the show. It was a video of Stassi masturbating. And actually, we saw Stassi saying on the show that she sent Frank a video in season two.
Yes. So, yeah. So it was when Frank was living in DC, right?
Yeah. And she
they were dating
they were
off
in Mexico
the show.
Or they were in that van. Remember when Sheena made the gangbang comment or whatever? The girl's van, Stassi said, like, oh, I sent like a video to him. And she didn't say it was Frank because, again, it was like
Jackson, they were dating Stassi off were, the show and the main, it wasn't ever talked about. But she sent
Frank
him a video.
Didn't want to be on the show. Yes.
While they were dating long distance.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the video.
Yes. It was of her masturbating. So Frank, I guess, came into Sir and showed everyone the video. I would assume after him and Stassi had broken up. Yes. And this later tumbles into he threatens to put the video out there. I'm sure to like TMZ or some shit.
Yeah. He threatens to sell it.
Yes. So Sheena admits that she did watch it and because she wanted to see what it was. And to me, I'm trying to picture the scenario, right? Frank walks in. He's like, oh my God, guys, look at this video of Stassi. And to me, I would think, I don't know, it's a video of Stassi falling on her face or some shit. Like, I don't think like I'm about to see a video of her masturbating, right? So Sheena's like, I did watch it, but I said he should delete it. And,
yeah, because Stassi first says, like, you watched it, you tried to sell it, you tried to get him to sell it, and, like, you weren't sticking up for me. And Sheena, like, discredits that, says, yes, I did watch it, but I did not try and sell it.
And Jax does say, he says, like, we all saw it because he came in here and showed it to us, and
everyone.
We were all appalled.
Yeah.
Like, I think everyone, and I think at this point, if someone heard Sheena say, like, sell that shit, like... Like, listen, I don't care if you're my worst enemy, but if someone comes up and is like, I have a sex tape of them, I'm going to release it. I'd be like, no, that's a bad idea.
I don't think Sheena would have ever, I totally think she watched it, probably laughed a little because she like, they do have that to like a little like, ooh, that sucks. Like encourage selling it.
No. And Stassi says like, this is why she doesn't feel bad looking like an asshole because she doesn't want anyone to know about this, which I get. She's trying to hide her personal life and maybe that's why she's coming across weird.
Because they all like, I don't know if you remember, but they kept saying like, Stassi's going through stuff. Stassi's going through stuff. And I think this was the stuff.
Yeah. She had heard Sheena made a joke about it. Yeah. Where she should tell it to TMZ and Sheena says she didn't do that. It was obviously a really dark point for Stassi. I personally would never want this to happen to anyone, but
I agree.
I think the only person to blame in this situation is Frank.
100%. And Stassi tries to put some more blame on Sheena that like she let Frank show a bunch of men at Sir. And then you have to like think about the logistics of like, how can Sheena, I'm sure that video is backed up somewhere. Like what is Sheena going to do? Wrestle his phone away from him?
Yeah. Like
while she's working.
While she's working. And so also people probably, I don't know, just like it's an awkward situation because like Sheena's not Stassi's friend, but like you don't want to see this happen to anyone, right? So like you said, the logistic is Sheena's working, she sees this video, she's like haha, and he's like,
I don't think
sell
she would
it.
Encourage
goes,
it, but
no.
It's hard to discourage stuff like that when you're not, you don't want to get involved.
Yeah, she probably was just like, please don't sell that for like the sake of women of all kind. And even Jax was like, he just went around and showed everyone. Like, we didn't know what to do.
Yeah,
it was super weird. But yeah, so that's the shit. I was wondering if you wanted to like throw Frank's name, and I was like, let's fucking throw him under that bus.
I think let's do it.
Fuck you, Frank. Yeah. Okay, we take five. This is our 90-second break that we usually get.
I love when they show when there's bickering happening and they show it to us.
Oh, I love it. So Stassi warns Katie that Katie's crossing the line, but Katie turns back and says she doesn't care because they're not friends anymore, to which Stassi doesn't know what to say, because then she goes, why are you acting like I'm mean? You're being mean, sad face, to which
there's a difference between me being mean and being honest. And Katie's being honest.
Sheena from across the way is listening, and she's like, Katie hasn't done anything to you. So then Katie says looks at Stassi and goes, the minute your boyfriend got to town, you stopped hanging out with me. And Stassi then says she has to stop hating on Patrick, and Stassi will just continue to be the bigger person. And Katie's like, fuck that. I was a good friend. Bye. And I was like,
you're so mature, Stassi, for being the bigger person. When have you ever been the bigger person?
Which is like something the not bigger person would do. Like, you're going to be the, that is such a move, but it's funny because
they're not being, they're like, oh wow, we're going to call out, we're going to be the bigger person. So mature.
So funny. Just like, why are you being mean? And I was like, what? Stassi sounds like a child.
Stassi wants it just immediately. I think Stassi does want it to go back to the way it was, but she doesn't want to apologize to get.
I think so. At the beginning, I think Stassi was like, I'm going to leave Katie and cut her out, because then Katie's going to come crawling back. But when Katie didn't crawl back, I think now Stassi's like, well, hopefully we could just mutually agree to move on and be friends.
Yes. Yes.
And Katie's I'm still gone, which is awesome. Okay. Bye-bye. Wedding. Let's talk about the wedding. Remember when Kristen and James fought at the wedding, which is everyone's making a bigger deal than I thought it was. Not the punching thing, the wedding.
I agree. Because Andy says, a lot of people warned you, Kristen, not to make a scene. I'm like, okay, so Lisa and Sheena basically said, please don't do this. And I think she did the best she possibly could.
No one knew.
I'm going to give her a break on this one. How are they going to know?
I agree.
Because Kristen even says, I just knew I couldn't keep it together. I just knew something happened, so I walked away. And I was like, that is what all we can ask. That's the best.
And James, I think James has to take a lot of the blame, which he does.
Yes.
He was chasing Kristen. He was relentless. He would not let her go. He kept grabbing at her. She repeatedly said, stop, get away from me. This is not cool. And then, yes, she punched him in the face. A Muay Thai punch.
Punch slap.
And Kristen does say it's not okay to hit anyone. And, we look at it from James' point of view. We have, he's drunk. He's watching his girlfriend leave with another guy. Honestly, they're both a mess, but I think they were a mess in the best way at this wedding.
I think it could have been so much worse. So, let's give him a little credit. Let's give Kristen the credit, because it was James who's the problem.
Yeah, because then Lisa's like, I think James should have broken up with Kristen at this point. And I was like, I think Kristen should have broken up with James at this point.
I think they both should have, because what we have to remember is the guy she was leaving with was her trainer. So it's not that weird to be like, I can't deal with this anymore. I'm going to go leave with my friend. I think there was a little bit more happening, but.
Yeah. Trevor and Kristen got it on. Look, with a girl like Kristen, she could get it on with anything. So,
she's going to cheat. She's going to go all the way.
She's going to cheat. 100%, man.
We don't do anything half-assed here.
But basically, whatever. Great. So, after the wedding, Kristen felt like she had nothing to lose with this group, and she had to not be a liar.
She's got to clear her name.
You got it, whatever.
Clear her name from something nobody is saying.
We got to talk about dinner when she put a whole dinner together, to which Sheena came because she thought Kristen was going to apologize, but really it just turned into a I'm not a liar fest. So Jax and Kristen have a moment of arguing of who wouldn't let this whole thing go?
Whose fault is it?
Honestly, it's both y'all's fault. How about that? The worst. So Kristen said, when everything would die out, Jax would bring it back up again. And then Kristen looked like the crazy one. And honestly, they both suck, because at this dinner, Jax said that that Tom cheated, to which at this reunion, Jax is like, I didn't say it. And then we get the receipts right after we get the receipt. And the next day, Jax then said he didn't say it. And then we get the receipt of Jax saying he didn't say it. So we get both. What's the truth? And then this is where Jax says he wasn't there because he was buying beer.
Which I thought
he was on the beach. Someone on the beach.
But whatever. Either way, we always knew Jax wasn't there. That's the only thing, like, we 100% knew is Jax was not there.
I just love that he's like, I was there and there was a girl, and then I went to buy beer and I came back and there was no
and
girl.
This is what she told me.
I just assumed.
And he was like, that's how I presented it. I said it was her story. And Andy's like, no, that wasn't it. You said that you knew, not that that's what she was saying.
Yeah, 100% at dinner, you said that you know for a fact that he cheated. And then Jax was like, well, I wasn't getting along with Sandoval after San Diego, so I just went into defense mode.
Yeah,
and
but
I
this
just
all
made...
happened even, this started before San Diego.
So funny. Because and Schwartz does say,
here's like, the thing. It's like, which came first, the chicken or the egg? Did Kristen's obsession come first, or did Jax lying about this come first? I think Jax said something happened that didn't happen. And then Kristen was like, oh, I've heard this rumor before. This is a proven fact. Like, this is a fact.
So now we can never just have a productive conversation and find the truth, because then Kristen has to insert herself and go, I'm not the root of all these problems. It's Jax. To which then everyone's like, oh my God, the whole thing is
a
fucking
literally
insane.
Put together a whole dinner.
And then James comes in hot and calls Jax an idiot, stupid idiot. And I was like, and then that's the end of James. Goodbye.
James, you always look so dumb because you just want to have a word. You're like, I want to be in the fight.
He, when we get a big, pan out, he's, looking to the side, and then he, hears nothing, and he just goes, I think I'm going to call Jax an idiot. You fucking idiot! And then, shuts up. And
he's like, man,
no,
I haven't talked in a while. You're such an idiot!
Idiot! So then Schwartz does admit that him and Sandoval do tend to let Jax off the hook too easy, but there is a point that Schwartz straight up hated Jax.
No, that is so false.
He doesn't have a piece of hate in his heart, but he's a Jax sympathizer. That's it.
Yes,
you
which
get
I
Jaxed, or you're a Jax sympathizer.
True. No, it's only the people who have been Jaxed are really truly Jax sympathizers. It's like Stockholm syndrome. It's like the Jax syndrome.
It is. It's Stockholm syndrome of Jax. So Andy asks Ariana if she wishes that Tom Sandoval would just cut Jax out. And from her face, we know the answer is a hard yes, but she's political enough to know she needs to say sometimes. Yeah.
Sorry, Jax, but yeah, sometimes.
And she puts that smile on her face where she's like, ooh.
All the time.
Yeah. Okay. And then Sandoval says, after this whole season and this whole thing that happened, Jax is a lot less credible. To which Andy's like, there's been three seasons of receipts we have. He's not at all credible. I don't know why this is the moment. But Jax just has no remorse. And then Jax is like, no, Andy, you're wrong. I have so much remorse.
I
said all the time.
I have apologized to Tom and Ariana many times.
Don't I just go to I tell him, Ariana, I go to your apartment
tell him.
Just
and
cry.
Ariana does say yes
cry.
and Kristen's like, you used to come and apologize to us. I'm like, all right, honey, let your relationship go.
I just go to Ariana's and I just cry for hours, and that's all my remorse. I just let it out. That's why I don't have any now.
I just have buckets of remorse at one time.
Flows out of me in tears.
And then I don't have any more remorse to give for a year.
Oh, so funny. Okay, let's talk about this ultimatum. So at the end of the season, Katie gave Tom Schwartz an ultimatum that he had to propose in 6 months or she was going to move on with her life. But it wasn't really an ultimatum for losing someone. It was an ultimatum of having happiness for herself.
Yes. This is the ultimatum we approve of.
So Andy's done the math. It's been 5 weeks or 5 months and 3 weeks.
Where are we at?
And then Tom is like, oh, I'm going to reach into my pocket because I've been a bad boyfriend. And he doesn't propose.
Katie, will you continue to be my girlfriend?
Until I grow the balls to propose. To which Jax is sitting there going, dude, I thought you were going to do it. Oh my God. Was anyone else
cool? Could you imagine if he actually did?
No, I don't think he'd do it here. No, I don't think so. Schwartz? No. He's going to do it in a worse way, I bet. I bet it's going to be worse than
But he does ask for an extension, which Katie denies.
Yeah, she's like, no, no, no.
But Katie even forgot we were coming up on the fight. She says that she was just talking to Ariana the other day, and she even just remembered this was coming up.
Oh my God, she says that. She's like, I was just talking to Ariana and like Sheena about this. And Stassi's face was like, what the fuck? And then Tom says, like, the ring's coming. It's you know, it's back ordered or whatever the joke he made. And Sheena goes, I believe him. I think it's coming. And Ariana's like, yeah, I do too. And I'm sitting there like,
do you think they know something?
Yeah, I think they know, because we got another look at Stassi's face and she was just like,
she's so out of the loop. Yeah.
I think Schwartz told Sandoval and Ariana and Sheena. I think those are his confidants.
I like that.
Because Jax can't keep a secret. And then Ariana and Tom can help him. And then Sheena can have Katie's side and like bring in what the girls need, you know?
Yeah, you're right. Ba-ba-ba-o. And we don't care about Kristen, Jane, Stassi.
Or Jax, honestly.
Yep.
Okay. Poor Jax. So is this the last time we're ever going to see Stassi? Stassi's very excited to leave this room. She's been miserable the whole time. I get that. This is awkward, girl. I felt it. Any last grievances with Stassi? Ariana actually has something positive to say.
When love it.
Stassi was at lunch with Kristen asking like how to destroy Tom Sandoval, because what else? Stassi says, like, are you sure you just don't want to let this go? To which Ariana's like, thank you for doing that. Thank you.
Yeah,
for, like,
she was so surprised to hear that. But I think Stassi does, at the end of the day, have a really good heart. I think she's just very stubborn, wants to be in control, and, like, wants a minion and not a friend.
You know that saying by your heart is covered in ice or whatever? Like, your heart is cold because it's covered in ice. I think Stassi has a good heart. It's just covered in ice right now.
I feel like that's how I am.
No, but you wouldn't just, like... If I did something for the better,
I feel like I'm like frozen. I can totally ice things over.
Yeah, I get. I don't think you would do this though. I don't think you'd lose all your friends and everyone would hate you, because I love you five ever. But I might be your Christina Kelly, so that might be a problem. I might be.
I think we're each other's Christina Kellys.
Oh no, it's because we live very different lives. Yeah, together, so we are the heroes. Like, you're the hero to me of your story. Like, I hate everyone else.
Yes, that's so true.
This is a bad relationship.
I love it. We're enablers.
We're toxic. So Schwartz asked Stassi if she feels justified in severing her relationship with Katie. And Stassi, she says she doesn't want it to feel like this. She has feelings too. And Katie's like,
oh, we know.
Okay, we know, because that's all you care about. And Stassi's like, please stop being mean to me. Katie's like, it's my truth. Sorry, my truth is mean.
He's like, you're selfish. And then Stassi's like, well, I'm not the one who changed the rules. And everybody's like, rules? This is a friendship.
Rules. Rule. I was like, oh no, Stassi slipped. I think she slipped a little bit.
Well, because here's the thing. A, that was a bad choice of words, like actually using the word rules. Yeah. But even if she had said, like, you changed the game, it's still like, why can't we be flexible? Like, why can't we change together? Yeah. You know, like, things did change. Katie did become better friends with these people. That is true. Like, things did change. But you don't just cut people out because things change. You've got to work with them. You can't just
say the game's over. You have to, like, keep playing the game of life. It is called. Yeah. And not the actual game of life. It is our game of life, you know. But I don't know if you caught this, but Christina Kelly, or Sheena says that Christina Kelly apologized to her.
Ooh, no.
Yeah. Yeah. Sheena said, I watched it like two different times. I think it was about the dress. Because Sheena was like, you can apologize. Like, we can move on. Oh, because Katie says she wants Stassi to let it go. And Stassi says she did. To which Sheena's like, Christina did because she apologized to me. And I was like, yeah. Christina might have watched this season back and been like,
I said some mean comments. Like, I'll own up to it. That's what Stassi, you do.
Yeah.
It's okay. Stassi just wants a break. Just apologize.
She just wants a break. Everyone rips her apart. Whatever. Is Stassi allowed back at Sir? No. Blacklisted. She trashes Sir. She gets disrespectful with Lisa.
She trashes the staff. Again, it's kind of like you said earlier, like, that's Lisa's people. Those are her staff members. Like, she's going to choose them over you. They make her money.
Yeah. You don't do anything but cause her issues. So are Sheena and Stassi okay? Sheena accepts Stassi's apology, but they're two different people. She wishes Stassi the best. I think this is the most mature thing Sheena's ever done. Enjoy yourself. Will
she stick with it though? Because I feel like she always like wants Stassi's approval.
It's like your enemy. You need your enemy to hate you so that you're succeeding. Yeah. But when your enemy doesn't hate you, Andy brings up all the growth we've had because remember when Jax and Stassi were dating and Tom and Kristen were dating and it was like, so
look
crazy.
At all the relationships that used to be that are now. This is crazy.
Ugh. And Lisa says there has been growth specifically with James and Schwartz and Katie, not so much Stassi and Kristen, and Jax is useless, but everyone else is great. That was basically what she said. And then we have a toast. We bring out Peter and Shay and Ken and Jiggy. And that's the end.
Let's toast to a wonderful season.
And Stassi is awkward because her friend Peter is on the other side of the room.
She's just holding on to that straw like, this is a great drink.
Sip and run. They did a cheers. And I just saw, do you remember? She was just like, cheer. Like my eyes just went to Stassi.
She just literally was staring at the cup whenever it cut.
Super weird. But we made it through season 3. I thought this reunion was hilarious. I wanted more.
I loved it. We did a little bit of witch hunting, got a little gossip, you know, did all the things.
Like you said, it's not a spoiler, but this is probably the most productive reunion I remember.
Yes, because I'm sorry, all they do at the other ones is just yell over each other, especially as we get into the later seasons. It gets so much worse.
Oh my God. When we did, what was it, season 8? Season 8 was different, but I remember talking to you about one of them and I was just like,
It was season 7.
I don't
7.
Know what happened in this reunion. I'm confused.
I was thinking about this, and this isn't a spoiler either, but we do get more cast members in the future. Yes. So I think that it just becomes such a large group. Everybody wants to say their opinion. Like right That's now, true. We have a pretty small group. And because there's a second row of Kristen and James, they're not really in the conversation because they can't see everybody's faces in front of them.
Yeah.
So you have basically like six mm-hmm. people sitting around, not including James and Kristen, discussing this versus 8-9 people in the future.
And listen, for anyone who watches reality TV shows in COVID, we know a lot of the reunions were virtual or over Zoom, which I personally think was the best way Vanderpump Rules could have done.
You can cut everybody else's mic.
Man, we just muted the hell out of people.
Because you don't get the feedback. You can't cut everybody else's mics because there's feedback on everyone.
And Bravo put the, like, who we should hear and their video up of who we should, like, the actual conversation that was happening, which was awesome. But other than season 8, I think this is the most productive reunion. From here, it's probably messy. Honestly, I don't remember 4, 5, or 6, but all I remember are people screaming. And then 7's the worst reunion in the world. Sorry. Okay, so please join us for season 4. It will eventually come out. I cannot promise you when. I don't even know when in the future you really are, but
yeah. And if you didn't watch Summer House, go start now and go check.
Oh my gosh. Summer House. If we're in the summer, Winter House should be either released or with a release date. And we will be doing that.
Join us.
So please join us. There are no Vanderpump Rules cast, but there is Summer House cast. And eventually Summer House and Vanderpump Rules overlap. So I don't know why people watch one and not the other. Like, come on.
I agree.
Come on. Let's all watch it. But yay. Thank you for joining us. This has been Alicia Meredith.
Go ahead and rate, review, subscribe.
Instagram at Vanderpasta. Patreon.
Yep.
At Vanderpasta. Mm-hmm. And this is the end of season 3. We love you more than a bottle of vodka.